Hey, it's Nikki. I'm the 10-Minute Mom, and I'm the owner of the 10minutemom.com blog, as well as a life coach. And today on the show, I want to talk about redefining success. What I love to do on the show is to help moms gain clarity, change their thinking, and live a life of more fulfillment and happiness, and do in small pockets of time because we all know we're busy. So let's get into it. First of all, redefining success. Why I want to talk about this topic is because I don't feel like until you understand your own values and your own priorities that you can truly feel like you are living a successful life. And I want to also talk about the societal, pressures and expectations that are put on us versus what we truly want as individuals. So let's start off by talking about societal norms. The reality is, there are pressures put on us all the time, and we hear it from all different angles about what success is. And it's defined by, our society, by our families, by our cultures, by all different, things that are coming at us. So, first of all, I think it's important to understand what some of those are. So, we have families that love us, but they're coming from a place of sharing their own background and experience, and the teachings that they were taught get shared with us. So that's one area. Social media is another big one. We see everyone's highlight reel, and it's very easy to compare and look at other people's, highlights of their family trips, or their wins in their businesses, or their, extravagant lifestyles, which feeds into more and more this idea of success, right? Success, what success means to me and what it means to you are different things. But until you actually can understand what it means to you, you're not going to be able to fully embrace it. I think one of the biggest pressures that we have as women is to balance it all. So to show up as, working moms, balancing, taking care of our kids, having a social life, keeping up with trends or looking a certain way, being a great partner, doing all these things. And, we see it in our social feeds, we see it in, comments or looks when we're out places with our kids. There's little hints of it all the time. So it's really important for you to decide what matters to you, because when you know, then it's really easy to ignore all the noise. So I think back to the pressures that I felt, especially as when I was a new mom. My kids were two under two, they're 15 months apart. And I remember even just the little things of taking them out in public. I feel like there was an expectation to be a successful mom. I had to have my kids behaving, to have them quiet, to be put together still, to, pressure to just show up in a way that's this ideal view. And it was exhausting. And then on top of that, I also felt the pressure to keep up our house and have it looking tidy and, organized and decorated, and having, our relationship with my partner strong and healthy, and still trying to have a social life, and then trying to grow a business. It's like we have too many things. There were too many things, and a lot of my focus was on all of those outward opinions and outward views of how I should be showing up. So maybe you can relate to that. I'm sure one of those things, at least, that I said, you were like, oh my gosh, yes. Because the reality is, we're just constantly inundated with information and opinions all the time. So the first thing I want to talk about is identifying your own personal values and priorities. And this is important because once you know your own values, then you can align your actions to those values, and that's going to create your own personal success. So start by reflecting something simple as, think about times in the past that you felt really good. So think of a moment, a specific one. It was a time that you were, feeling like you were nailing it and your energy levels were high and you just felt really happy and fulfilled. Now think about what you were doing in those scenarios. Maybe you were doing something with a certain person. Maybe you were working in a job that you really loved. Maybe you felt like you were making a difference. So start just thinking about those pieces. And then think about another time that you felt bad. Maybe you felt icky, like you were doing something that you knew wasn't in alignment with who you are. And maybe you regret that. Maybe it's something that you still think about and you look back on and you're like, oh, I wish I didn't do that. So those are examples of when you weren't living in alignment with your values. Now, I think it helps to sit down and write them out. So write down your own personal values. You know how companies have like their core values they'll post or they'll have on their website or whatever. It's the same idea for you. So start just making a list. I think journaling and writing things out is really important, but start with that. And if you're stuck, think of a time, go back to the icky time, or a time that you felt frustrated or annoyed with someone, because usually whatever is annoying or frustrating or feels bad to you, the opposite is what your value is. So I really struggle with people who don't respect other people's time or person, okay? Because I really value respect. I really value whether we see things eye to eye or not. I think it's important to respect a person as a whole. So that's one of mine. Think about some scenarios for yourself. Maybe, when someone doesn't do what they say they're going to do, that really irks you. Maybe that's happened in a job scenario. That could be your core value, or one of your values is integrity. So writing those things out. The next thing you can do is think of a role model that you've had in your life. So someone that you have worked with, or maybe was a family member, and that person you really look up to, and you have a lot of love and respect for them. Think about their values and why you hold them in such high regard. Because for whatever reason you love and respect this person, it's likely to do with how you view how they show up in their life. So start there. The next thing I want you to do is pay attention to your feelings. So, in scenarios throughout your day, and you can do this maybe over the next couple of days if you never have before, think about how you feel in different interactions. Maybe you're going to notice that when you're out and you're social, it really recharges your batteries and you feel really good. So, prioritizing community and connection is really important to you. Maybe you find that you go out and you're in different scenarios and you say yes to things. Do you want to go out next week? Yeah, sure. Can you take on this project at work? Yeah, no problem. And then you go home and you feel like, oh, I wish I didn't do that, or I don't really want to go out, or I can't really take on anymore. So you're going to start to notice, discrepancies in your behaviors and your actions. So, when we talk about redefining success, I think it's important to look at personal fulfillment versus those societal expectations. And instead of looking at all the outward things, because I think often when we look at success, we think of like the physical, like what can show up, like how much money can you make? What kind of house do you live in? What kind of car do you drive? What vacation did you go on? And especially with social media and the life that we live in, that's what we see over and over and over again. So I think it's important to shift that focus. And there's nothing wrong with going after those things and wanting those things. We all have goals and hopes and dreams of having those things, but to shift your focus inward and ask yourself instead, how do you want to feel? At the end of the day, when your head hits the pillow, how do you want to feel about your day? Because I think sometimes when we're looking at what other people are doing and what other people have, our society has really pushed that that is what you want, and that is that level of success. And it's very easy for people to say, oh, I just want to win the lottery because then I'd be so happy and all my problems would be solved. But if you ever really break down what you truly want and what it would actually take for you to feel happy and fulfilled, that story might change a little bit. So thinking like in terms of your feelings. So maybe you have related having that like lottery win or big money in the re in terms of you want to feel freedom. So if freedom is what you're after, it doesn't have to hang on a lottery win. You can start thinking about ways in your life that you can experience more freedom. And maybe that is learning to schedule time in so that you have more personal time. Maybe that's negotiating with your boss for different time off, or a lot of employers are offering more flexibility in the workplace, working from home, that kind of thing. Maybe it's, you feel really great and free when you can go away. And but it's shifting what that looks like. So maybe you can't do the, 30-day adventure in Europe, but maybe you could do a long weekend taking a road trip. Studies actually show that whether you take a long vacation or a short one, it doesn't really matter because you get the same benefit of like that reset and that excitement of doing something new. So changing how you look at it can really make a difference because you can still ha gain that sense of freedom without holding it to such a specific, maybe feeling unattainable goal. And going right along with that, another way that you can redefine success is through self-compassion. So how you speak to yourself can really make a difference in how successful you feel. One, obviously, that inner voice that we all have, is the voice that you hear the most. So if you are constantly picking away at yourself and telling yourself that you're not good enough, or you're not successful, or you're not enough, things we hear over and over again become a belief. And then from that belief is how we take action. So shifting how you speak to yourself can make a big difference. So instead of, giving yourself such a hard time because you didn't, show up on time to something, that's me, or, you didn't promote to some new position, or you didn't, you're coming to a point in your life that you thought you would be somewhere and you're not. These are all really great opportunities to have more self-compassion and to speak more kindly to yourself and shift the thinking of instead of focusing on what you haven't done or don't have or whatever that is, and focus on what you have done and what you have learned and what you do have, and being that encouraging voice to yourself, because success can be found in any moment, in any day. It's really truly the way that you look at it. And when you look for more opportunities to see success, you're gonna keep finding them. And that's gonna help you create that feeling of success in any part of your life. So let's talk about overcoming challenges and embracing change. A lot of the things that hold us back from going after what we want are the fear of failure, the fear of judgment, having resistance from people in our circle, and your own beliefs. So we talked a little bit about those beliefs as well, but starting with the fear of failure. If you aren't taking action to go towards what you want. So we've started with understanding, what your values are, what your priorities are, and why you want those things. But sometimes to take the leap to take the action to move towards that, we hold ourselves back. So if you're experiencing, the fear of failure or the fear of judgment, it's important to come back to why you started. So starting, and I think writing this down is really powerful. Once you know what success looks like to you, write out like a little story about why you want those things. Because when you can come back to that, you're going to be less likely to let fear hold you back or judgment. And fear is just your ego speaking to you. It's not real. I mean, yes, there's physical danger that we can be in, but most of the time, when it's things in relation to success and taking action, it's just your ego that's holding you back and is telling you that it's not safe to do that because, you could fail. But the only real failure is not actually going for what you want and letting that fear stop you from taking action. So remind yourself in those times that you feel like you're not, good enough, or people will say things about you that's negative. A couple things. First, ask yourself how you'll feel if you get, to your senior years and you didn't try and you didn't go for it. And then also ask yourself when you have the fear of judgment, or maybe you're actually experiencing some level of judgment and that's making you step back. Ask yourself if the person that you're feeling that judgment from is the person that you care about their opinion. Like, if that person hasn't done what you're trying to do, why do you care? Why are you listening to them? Because the reality is, most people that are successful want other people to succeed. It's the people that are sitting in their own fear and their own ego and their own negativity are the ones that aren't taking action, and they're sitting on the sidelines criticizing other people. So really stop and think next time you're dealing in a scenario that you are feeling fearful to take action because you don't want to be judged. Because that is 99% of the time the truth. Now, say you're setting off to make some changes because you want to step towards whatever your goal is, and you're hitting resistance from people. Maybe the resistance is from someone that you really love. And I think there's a different couple different reasons why this happens. One of the reasons is that people sometimes get scared for you, right? Because they want to, they don't want you to get hurt, and they don't want you to feel that fear, that, failure or rejection or anything like that. So sometimes it just comes from a place of love and them trying to protect you. And I think it's important to, thank them for that, but still move forward. And sometimes you get resistance because when you step outside of your comfort zone, it shakes up the zone and the people that are in it. So they sometimes feel like, change is uncomfortable in general and people don't like it. So maybe it's just that. But sometimes when you go and do something that is helping you reach your own personal success, it makes people uncomfortable because they stop and they pause and they look at themselves. And sometimes they realize that they're not doing the things to, reach their goals or move forward in their life, and that makes them feel bad. So again, coming back to that self-talk is reminding yourself that usually that's not about you. I would say almost always it's not actually about you, it's their own reaction to it. So, giving people grace, surrounding them with love, but still moving forward and going after what you want. So some strategies you can do or use, sorry, to overcome some of these obstacles. Visualization, I think, is one of the best. Once you are clear on your vision of the person that you want to be, and that comes back to your how you see your goals and your, or your, sorry, not your goals, your values and your priorities, and then you have that vision for yourself, picture how that person walks through their day, like step by step, how they get up in the morning, what they do, where they have lunch, how they have their evening routine, really think about each and every step. Another thing that you can do is put up a vision board or have it on your phone, any visual representation or reminder for you to be and act as the person that you're working towards being. Because sometimes we just need a reminder. Sometimes when we're making changes, we just forget and we fall into old habits. So even if you put up a word that represents a value to you or a picture, every time you see that, you're going to be reminded so that you let the old ideas and thoughts go and you can focus on the new. And also think about embracing change. Change is a good thing. So don't let the fear of failure hold you back. There will be bumps along the road. There will be, things will go not the way that you expected. And it's important to take those bumps or take those rejections or take those hard times and not fall down and stay down. Don't stumble over them. You've got to get yourself up and look at that as a learning opportunity. And I know, you're probably like, oh, that's easier said than done. And, when hard things happen, sometimes it feels like the world's just out to get you. And I get it. But you can always learn from your experiences. And if you have a growth mindset and you're looking to take away a lesson from it instead of focusing on, why it went bad and how it was unfair, or, you should just give up, that's not going to help you at all. So really try and dig into what is this scenario trying to teach me right now? And what can I take away from it? Or the next time that I come up to a similar situation, how can I handle it differently? What I want you to take away from this episode is, the whole idea of redefining success is truly asking yourself what it looks like to you. And if you can strip away all the noise, all the things you've been taught, like 100%, what does it look like to you? Because you might surprise yourself. You might realize that success to you doesn't mean, a big house with millions of dollars or fancy vacations. It might mean being present with your family and, having a few chickens in the yard and being happy. Like, for what it is for each individual person really varies. And that is the best part of life, is that we are all individual and we all have different desires and priorities in life. But when you can define what yours are, what your values are, what your priorities are, then you can map a plan to go from where you are right now to where you truly want to be and embrace the journey along the way. I hope that this episode has helped you, ask yourself some questions, get the wheels turning, and help you redefine what success looks like in your life. But in case nobody has told you, I believe in you. You are worthy of living a life that you love. Just give yourself 10 minutes. Bye, guys.
Before you go, I just wanted to say I hope that you'll check out the blog, the10minutemom.com, and if you'd like to work one-on-one with me, let's connect. And a little disclaimer, I'm not a therapist or a doctor. This is for entertainment purposes only.